Technisch was Ali Murray, I can be so pivotal as a condition was Danielle O'Shea, but it's your sure fall. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the discussion of the Bir Halacha. That if somebody puts on a tallis very quickly and he's not thinking, so if you hold mitzvah shvichas kavana, so you didn't really have kavana. So if you didn't have kavana, so maybe there's no, he didn't get the mitzvah. If he didn't get the mitzvah, so he's wearing tzitzis shelo kedin. It's just like we're wearing a beged that doesn't have tzitzis on. So that's the so therefore he says that could be a problem. So he refers to you that what he wrote elsewhere, that maybe you should have to take a tal shulah, and therefore you won't have a chiyuv. But maybe there's no chiyuv in the first place. Maybe there's no chiyuv in the first place because it's only you're doing it for kavanat Torah. So that's the discussion. And then we saw that Rabbi Chana Wasserman in the Kovetz Biurim says that maybe the concept of mitzvah shvichas kavana or ein shvichas kavana doesn't apply to tzitzis. Because tzitzis, there's no maisa with the tzitzis. It's you putting on the beged. The tzitzis is like a memela. So maybe there's no concept of mitzvah shvichas kavana there, and therefore, even if you didn't have kavana. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Milcha Shlomo has a whole discussion about this. So let's take a look in the packet tests. Page 8 is the Sharblat, and page 9 is the Tshuva. So he starts off like this: Yesh lachkor, misha ochal o yoshen v'sukkah. He's eating in the sukkah. V'lo nizkayin klal mitzvah. He's not mechaving for the mitzvah. Mi amrin ho'al was mitzvah shichas kavana. V'lo choshiv ma'isim mitzvah. Memel choshiv nami ka'ovar al esek. Man da'ochal chutz l'sukkah dami. In other words, would we say if you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, so then it's so you didn't do the mitzvah, even though you're sitting in a sukkah and you're eating in the sukkah, but you didn't have kavana. So this is like in chutz l'sukkah. Oh, Efsha, did he the loss of mitzvah? Well, could we make a middle category and say he doesn't get the mitzvah? In other words, maybe mitzvah sichas kavana is the for the mitzvah, and here he doesn't get the mitzvah. But it's still, he's in the sukkah still. So he doesn't get the key of mitzvah. But maybe, is it automatic once you don't get the key of mitzvah? It's like you're eating chutz l'sukkah? Well, maybe there's a middle ground that you didn't get the key of mitzvah, but you're not considered eating chutz l'sukkah. So you don't get the mitzvah points, but you don't get the bittul essay points, the merits either. And then he compares this. Our discussion from yesterday. So that's his suffix here of Shlomo Zalman. So what would you say? Which way in the which way do you think is more mistaken? No, what do you say, Rosa? But that was.
Meaning, you're still in it. It's not like you're still in
it. You didn't have kavanah. So maybe if you didn't have kavanah, so then.
We're there.
There was something. Yeah,
yeah, but you were there. In other words, you would have. Maybe sukkah is not just a sukkah is not just a physical construct. Say, in other words, you were in a sukkah, but you didn't get the mitzvah. So, in other words, is there that middle ground? That's where you want to say yes. What do you say, Rabbi Osai?
I mean, like, it's hard to, like, be in the circle without knowing that you're in the circle. I mean, like, not going to just go to the nice spot after it's happening in the
circle. So you're saying a different word. You're saying that, like what the Rav Soloveitchik said about the latent kavanah. Of course, even if you didn't think in the Muchan Umzuma and the Kayim Mitzvah Sesei Shel Sukkah, that wasn't on your. But if someone would ask you, why are you here? The rest of the year, you eat in your house. Why are you here? Now, you weren't thinking about it in your mind, but latently in the back of your mind, it's because you know this is a. You can say that the same thing by tzitzis, and then the whole question is irrelevant. I wasn't thinking tzitzis, I wasn't thinking sukkah, but. You know, have to actually the thought waves have to actually, right? So you could say the whole thing if you say like that, then maybe the whole. But assuming that you need your mental waves need to have mitzvah sukkah across your mental waves, that you're doing l'shem Hashem's tzivoy of sukkah. That's what you're doing.
The same way you said yesterday about the Lubavitcher with the tefillin,
right?
How much do you have to have kavanah? Just when you know when you're walking into the sukkah that there's a reason you're doing that. Is that enough, or you have to be miscoming chamishasar? Or I mean, what level?
Right. Right. How much do you have to be
kavanah? Do you have to have? And lechora, you can't measure that. It's not something measurable.
Well, it is measurable because measurable would mean that I have to actually be thinking, I'm doing this for the Tzivur Hashem to sit in the sukkah.
On Chamisha Asar at night, just like, I mean, how far do you have to go?
Just the whole time or just walking?
Right, I mean.
Like you're constantly thinking in your head, like.
Okay, yeah, you can't think every single second because that's not humanly possible.
Like Monsa would be thinking Monsa.
Yeah, and I call Holochacha scholar.
I heard it once. I went to shiur from Rav Duchovsky, who was
Shlomo Duchovsky.
Shlomo Duchovsky, and he spoke about giyur, that a person has to that the misgayer when he's tovel has to have kavana l'shem kabbalas mitzvos, right? And, right. And the Aidim have to be Aidim to that. He says, nobody knows what they're thinking. You know, who knows what? They're probably thinking they don't want to drown. They're probably thinking that they don't want to swallow too much water. I mean, you know, it's very hard. You know, you ask them before, you ask them after. But B'shas Mai said, very hard to determine exactly what's happening.
Right. But in other words, he's saying, whatever, say, the minimum thing is. Well, because obviously there's a discussion in the Gemara, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, ain't a tzrichas kavanah. So it has to mean something, right?
Maybe that's why the Hasidim are makbet to say the shem yichud. Nine.
Bo. You got Bo? Yeah, that's why the Hasidim. Yeah, so Hasidim are very good. Hasidim are very good. You got it. And then the Noda Yehuda didn't like that. The Noda Yehuda had a critique of that.
Yeah.
Hello? Bo. Precious Bo. You follow? So, right. So what Rabbi Aaron is saying is the Hasidim is very good. And the Nodu Yehuda is saying, no, we hold Stama Lashma. You got it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You know, so
if Stama Lashma, then this whole discussion is irrelevant. Because you can always say that, as you say, a person when he goes walks into the sukkah, mistama lishma. I mean, unless right. he's blindfolded and kidnapped, and he doesn't know where he is.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So machlok is in the Gemara. We saw two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, right? So, but let's assume there has to be some measure of kavana, because it has to mean something. The Gemara has a machlokas. You could say, right? So Rabbi Aaron is saying, well, because like, what are the cases in the Gemara that it's a problem? Dokei l'shir. In other words, I'm blowing shofar because I just like the musical sound. But, I like the musical sound. Or kafal v'achol, the Persians coerced him to eat. But, okay, so let's even if you want to assume that when you go into a sukkah, even if you're not having kavod l'shem yichud kudshe brichul, it's stama l'shma. But it's interesting. The cases in the Gemara are when they're not stop. What are the cases in the Gemara? Tokei l'shir. So that's considered einu mischavim for the mitzvah, because you're dafka doing it for the musical, or somebody forced you to eat matzah.
Yeah, but if a person is sitting at Leila Seder or a person is standing at the Bima on Rosh Hashanah, I don't think you have to ask him too many questions.
Right. In other words, even though he's not thinking, but of course that's what he's here for. Right. But say, okay, so let's talk about, so then maybe that's the answer to the Mishnah Berurah from yesterday. Maybe that's the answer to the Mishnah Berurah from yesterday, that even though he goes up quickly, puts on the talis, not thinking anyway, but that's good enough. Right, but what say he's sitting in the sukkah because he enjoys the weather, he enjoys the thing. So, but he's sitting in the sukkah, so that would be a shayla. But again, most people are from, if it's good weather, they have a right to enjoy the weather also. But if say a person's not so religious and he comes into the sukkah not because he wants to do a mitzvah, it's just nice weather, and his neighbor said, why don't you come to the sukkah?
The city that happened, like the big sukkah, like the park sometimes,
yeah.
Like
walk into lunch. Yeah. Well, some people are doing it because of the mitzvah.
Other people are because shady.
So let's just say he's just doing it because of shade. So he's not doing it for the mitzvah. So that's the machlokes. Mitzvah, unless. But then on the other hand, there's a concept of hipuch kavana. In other words, if you have negative kavana.
All right. That's what Rav Zsolti said about eating matzah erev Pesach shenefa shelo lishma.
Right.
He had a problem in the hotels. How do you serve something?
How do you serve the matzah erev Pesach if you're not allowed to eat matzah?
So they made matzah shelo lishma.
Right. Yeah. But then he says, looking on page 9 on the bottom left, Gam tzarchim b'mishyesh lo mezuzah b'pischo. He has a mezuzah. Gemara kama kol mishum b'tayim b'chol rega mitzvah esay. U'mazeh imdar b'bayis she'im bo mezuzah over nam b'chol rega esay the mezuzah. Fizeh hein omnon mishim kovah mezuzah b'pesach the mitzvah. right? Like, in other words, you haven't, you're doing the mitzvah when you're living in the house, it has a mezuzah. Even though you're not thinking about the mezuzah all the time. Right? It could be, it's enough, b'tchilas salavisha v'anacha. But what if you bought a house from your friend and it already has a mezuzah? The heat of the mice came on Shane Brachel, Mrs. Mezuzah, Shark Shadikta's Lodobo, Shabdul Tiknu Brachel al Kviya, right? Simple shot is that the Brach was only on when you put up the mezuzah. Hein Shum the Kviya's mezuzah, Minkersha Osig Bemitzah, Mashain came with Nisula Bias, Shejbo mezuzah, Lo Minker Klau. What if he bought a mezuzah? So if he put up the mezuzah himself, so he had kavanah at the beginning, and then that's nimshach lo'olam v'ed. But say he never had kavanah because it was already up from before. And he didn't think about the mitzvah of mezuzah.
What is it? His answer is that he has to have say something, do something.
That's what he's wondering. He's saying,
"If nichnas lo dovu,
over b'chol rega v'rega al esei shel mezuzah. That's a chiddush. Mm-hmm. So look what he says. By a nira lani is daitis, Moshe osa makel l'gagol. Belonis kavel l'mitzvah. Say it right, that was Rav Harari, you gave that example yesterday. Rav Harari, you gave that example. Right, he makes a makah, right? But he didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah. That could be a good example because a person he's not necessarily a learned person, but he knows it's dangerous, so he puts up a thing. So did he get the mitzvah? Vanir lani is daiti. The kemosha also makay legagov lo niskaven the mitzvah. Afal gav the mistabin lo choshev kimekayim mitzvahs asay. All mitzvahs shrichas kavana. Amikol mokom kemosha eino over al alav shalot tosim domim veisecha. Kach eino over gam al asay shal asias makay. Right. The rak misha maniach gagov below makay over beasay. Misha yishlo makay begagov afal gav shenases boven zeh lo kavit klal shum mitzvah. Say somebody put it up, a guy put it up. The previous owner was a guy. And he put it up not because he knows anything about Makkah. He just is going to, he's afraid that no one should fall. Even if you didn't have any kavanah, but it's there. Right? Now the question is, would you get a mitzvah or not? It's definitely not a bittul mitzvah. Would you get a mitzvah if you put up a mezuzah? It was put up before. Some you get a mitzvah because it's the mitzvah of being in a house with a mezuzah. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we try to have Shem. Should we do Sunday 10? Does that work for the Olam? Mm-hmm. 10 on Sunday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rav Aaron, does that work for you? Won't conflict with Marif?
I daven Marv already now, but that, we have no, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. So we'll try for 10 minutes. I'm sorry about last week. Yes, and we have Chumash now, and then on and Monday 11, as it should. And then we'll decide when we're going to start doing some Kanaka Shiurim as well. That's good to do in Yom Hanukkah as well. Okay, so.